Live and local. Mornings with Todd Sargent. For our sponsor, Harvey Norman Computers, Rutherford and Bennett's Green.
I think a Wednesday morning, this is the last time Professor John Fischetti from the University of Newcastle went to talk for 2016.
Amazing,
can you believe
it?
Ed has gone by in a heartbeat. You going to come back next year?
If you have me, I'll be here.
Absolutely. Consider yourself locked in. Always on the hunt for education and what's happening. And it's called ELLA, the Early Learning Languages Australia. And the government is talking about initialising it for primary and preschool students and in part learning new languages. Is it important to teach languages for kids of that age?
I think, Todd, it's important on almost every level. And the author of one of the articles that was very critical of this, I think, doesn't really understand early learning. We're all wired on birth, and probably from negative 6, 7, 8 months into our own development in our mothers, to learn every language. There's 800 or so dialects and sounds and intonations in all the languages in the world combined. We're hardwired to learn them all. We tend to learn the one our parents or our carers speak. But if we don't learn and master that second or third language in those early years, it becomes increasingly difficult to do so. The brain sort of gets locked into the language of choice. And, of course, post-puberty, it's really hard to learn it with that immersion. It's precisely the right time to learn another language, to learn a musical instrument, and to learn a whole bunch of the creative and critical thinking and the innovation kind of age skills.
Well, we make jokes about it, don't we, whether it's a sport. You know, I'm a very bad ice skater, but I can stand up. And you take a couple of kids out, ages 5 and 6, one, they know no fear, and you look at them and you go, how can you immediately just pick that up? And we joke about it, but it's true, isn't it?
So we're born with 1,000 trillion neural pathways. By age 3, we're generating 250,000 a day neural network pathways, new ways to connect information across our whole brain. As we move forward and we get toward puberty, that kind of shuts itself down, and we lose about half of those pathways in our early teens. We can grow them back, but it's increasingly hard. It's sort of like building on the M1 a new exit right now. It would be very difficult because of all the subdivisions and suburbs that have grown around it. But early on, it just looks like a big field of information infinite.
Do adults kind of have to unlearn a little bit of their language to learn a new language or let go of what they believe? Is that the problem? Yet kids don't have that issue because the die hasn't been cast at that stage.
Because the brain is growing so quickly and the opportunities to create new connections, it's like riding a bike early on. It becomes natural to you. So those are the things that you have to do early or else it becomes so difficult. It isn't impossible, but the only way to learn something as an adult is by immersion. If we wanted to learn Portuguese, we got to go to Portugal or Brazil. We're not going to learn it sitting here with some practice book. So the idea of building this into the early learning curriculum is perfect. Some of the criticism in the article that you shared with me is about doing it online, doing it with iPads, and maybe the increase in screen time we've talked a lot about. That is a concern, but there's plenty of time in an early childhood center. There's plenty of time in a kindergarten classroom to do lots of play. We need to do the movement, and we can do the language learning with movement, but learning the second language should be actually mandatory. Look at what's happening in the world where people are bi and trilingual, how versatile they are in the global economy, how their thinking processes are open-minded, how actually I learned English when I took Latin because I didn't learn it in English class. I learned it when I had to learn it in another language.
Does learning another language make it easier for you to learn a third or a fourth language?
Yes, the versatility and flexibility of the brain and the open-mindedness that comes with that, particularly European languages, which are offshoots of one another, is very clever. And learning Asian languages actually increases our artistic ability and design ability because of the written language in Asian languages, which is actually as much calligraphy as it is symbolism in our language.
So how do parents and grandparents choose which language they suggest their kids and grandkids learn?
Well, for at least 30% of new Australians, it's already chosen. They're immigrants who are speaking the language of their first country. For the rest of us, I think it's really choosing the language that's most likely to be where our young people will thrive. I think Mandarin's got to be at the top of the list. Mandarin's now the number one internet hub for information. If you thought English had the most resources, it's actually Mandarin. And if not, it's going to be the language of universal choice. So that could be Russian, that could be French.
Indian, that offshoot of, yeah.
The dialects and all the Hindu languages that are very important. And so I think it really becomes a family's choice. But obviously, if we want to compete in the global economy, mastering English, that would be good to do well on. And then adding Mandarin or adding a European language of choice.
Look, I love the fact that you said now if I want to learn another language, I want to learn Spanish. So it's good to know now that I can't do it in Australia. I'm going to have to go to Spain. And I'm going to have to just immerse myself in the wine. And
how much leave? Yeah. Now, we could learn it, but we're going to have to pretend we're there. And Riley and you and me are going to have to speak it all the time. We're not going to learn it practicing conjugating verbs, which is how French was taught to me.
No, I'm leaving you two behind. I'm heading to Spain. Have a wonderful Christmas. Yep. Thanks for your time today and throughout the year.
Yep. Have a great one. Happy New Year to everybody.
2NURFM 103.7.